From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million in 2018. By 2026, that number would reach 52 million compared to 28 million if Obamacare were to remain in place. The health care law adopted in 2010 was a signature program for Obama and brought coverage to 20 million people who previously lacked insurance. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union.
This will be a defining moment for our whole country as we begin to forge a new relationship with Europe and a new role for ourselves in the world.
The exit process is expected to take about 2 years as British and EU officials negotiate exactly how to unwind the governmental and economic partnerships that come with EU membership. Meanwhile, Scotland's First Minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for Scotland. VOA News. Turkey is rejecting European Union calls for restraint in the aftermath of Turkey suspending high-level ties with the Netherlands as part of a series of sanctions protesting moves by Dutch authorities to bar Turkish ministers from holding rallies in support of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters the measures would remain in place until the Netherlands takes steps to redress its actions. The two countries have been at odds for days after Turkey's foreign minister and home minister were prevented from attending events meant to boost support for an upcoming referendum that would give Erdogan wider power. Erdogan has drawn condemnation for accusing the Netherlands of acting like Nazis and banning his ministers from holding rallies. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has this reaction to the dispute.
I will encourage all allies to show mutual respect, to be calm and have a measured approach, to contribute to de-escalate the tensions and diffuse tensions and de-escalate the situation. I think it's important that we now focus on everything that unites us, the common challenges, the threats, and how NATO is adapting, and that we not focus on issues that occasionally divides us.
That's NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have launched an offensive to take control of the oil port of Ras Lanuf. The Libyan National Army, based in the eastern part of the country, had been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes ahead of the assault to recapture Ras Lanuf from a jihadist group called the Benghazi Defense Brigades. The BDB has held Ras Lanuf and another oil port, Sidr, since taking them from the LNA earlier this month. Somali officials say pirates have hijacked an oil tanker in the Indian Ocean and guided it to the coast of the Puntland region. Sources tell VOA Somali service that the ship is believed to be a merchant tanker flying the flag of the United Arab Emirates. Regional officials say they're still assessing the circumstances of the hijack, which took place on Monday. Sources said at least 8 suspected pirates were involved in the attack. Residents of the northeastern United States woke up Tuesday to a late winter storm that brought blizzard conditions affecting 50 million people. The storm brought snow accumulations of up to 60 centimeters with winds in excess of 100 kilometers per hour. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.